Chairman of the Coordinating Committee for the Pan Against Crime Program, Assistant Superintendent of Police Jonathan Nichols said, plans are progressing smoothly for Sunday's Love, Healing and Comfort Gospel Concert, and they expect it to be a grand event.
This Friday, February 20th, marks the 7th anniversary of the Pan Against Crime Program. And we, of course, had planned before to have a grand celebration. However, with the events from the Rockwater tragedy, we discussed certain issues and came to the conclusion that it would be fitting to show some solidarity and use the occasion to, you know, put on a function that can assist in the healing process for the relatives of the victims. Hence, we came up with the idea of a gospel concert. And we again thought that it would be good to collaborate to do such. We had conversations with Ms. Batiste, and she was very willing and ready to put our brains together again.
ASP Nichols said many organizations and individuals have come forward to assist in ensuring that this program is a huge success. He said it begins at 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Fancy Hard Court.
It's called a Love, Healing and Comfort Gospel Concert. Sunday, starting at 3 p.m. at the Fancy Hard Court. We are getting quite a lot of assistance from other entities. Dynamic Songs through Ms. Batiste is on board. Vinlec, very much on board to ensure that we have adequate power. And we have the police band will be there, the Southeast Steel Orchestra. It augurs to be a very exciting event. Even though, of course, it's a summer event. It's an event where it's not, let's say, we won't call it a celebration, but it's a concert to show the people of Fancy that we still think of them, we still care about them, and we are here for them.
ASP Nichols said the program will feature an all-star cast of performers along with messages of solidarity for the community of Fancy. He said they are continuing to put the necessary requirements in place to ensure a grand event for everyone on Sunday.
Event is going to be at the Fancy Hard Court. We're going to put in the necessary infrastructure, the stage, tent, lights. We expect it's going to go after sundown, so we put in the adequate preparation to ensure that persons are comfortable and the air is well lit, and we can have the show to all who are slated to perform will present their pieces and contribute to the event. This, actually, February 22nd, marks the 40th day of the passing of our loved ones in Fancy. And I say our because they are our children too. We mourn for them as they are our children. One child lost in St. Vincent's and the Grenadines, we consider them all our children. And you know, the Pan Against Crime program, we focus a lot on the youth.
Chairman of the Coordinating Committee for the Pan Against Crime program, Assistant Superintendent of Police, Jonathan Nichols. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.